Waking up in Cork.
Wake up.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
All the latest things.
We have 35 days to go, lads, until it's Halloween and the lads are trick-or-treating and eggs are flying across the road and all that kind of Halloween carry-on is going on. 90 sleeps until Christmas and today is World Contraception Day across the globe. Shout out to the two Johnnies. Also, if you celebrate your birthday today, happy birthday. You celebrate with Tracy Thorne. Who is Tracy Thorne? She was in a very famous band.
I've not got a clue.
She was in a band. They, what a guy, God, what was his name again? Ben Watt was the other.
I know.
Yeah.
Everything But the Girl.
Everything But the Girl.
And he's a brilliant DJ, even on
his own. Amazing DJ, yeah. So they called it Everything But the Girl because both of them lived in a flat over a shop and the shop was called Everything But the Girl. You could buy everything apart from the girl behind the counter.
I never knew that.
That's where they got the name from.
You know far too many things.
63 today, Tracy Thorne. And there's a much nicer version, a stripped down version of Missing, their biggest song. This was the original. I think it's lovely. Have a listen to that later. Happy birthday, Tracy Thorne from Everything But The Girl. You celebrate with Serena Williams, who's 44.
Yeah.
She is one of the greatest to ever play the game. And what else has gone on in the world? A mother has broken records by delivering the heaviest baby ever brought into the world.
God, how big?
How big were your lads when they were here? Six, seven pounds?
I had an 8 pound and a 9 pound.
Is that a baby or a turkey?
Yeah, it's a baby, unfortunately.
Yeah. How about 13 pounds, 15 ounces?
Oh, I mean, that's a two-year-old. Like that.
To put it to you this way, Vic, the heaviest bowling ball allowed in bowling is 16 pounds.
I mean, hello?
Yeah. 13 pounds, 15 ounces. My God, is right. That would have to be the sunroof. There's no way that can go unnatural.
Oh, it's definitely the sunroof.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, and speaking of which, a new study from Population Research is warning global population decline may become irreversible unless fertility rates climb to an average of at least 2.7 children per lady on the planet.
Oh, right.
Because we're running out of humans, believe it or not. The birth rate from what it was 30 years ago to where it is now.
Yeah.
So anyway, have some cuddles this weekend.
I think a lot of that comes down to how expensive it is to have children now.
This is the thing, massively. And this is hilarious. A man posted an ad in one of the Craigslists.
Okay.
Kind of things for marriage counselling.
All right.
All right. And the ad read, "For $250 an hour, I will pose as a couple's therapist and convince your loved one that they're wrong about everything."
I went to
Mass yesterday.
Mass?
I went to Mass.
Did you?
And I said some prayers for all of you.
Oh, sound.
I lit a couple of candles for you all. The sermon was interesting, I must say. Luckily, I had my camera and my phone recording. I like to capture. If it's a good sermon and it's going well, I like to record it and listen to it again when at dinner time. Yeah, in case I missed anything. And Father Guff was on duty.
Before we begin, let's pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, our hearts are made ready to hear the truth.
And he did a great.
Oh,
that's Gus.
Well done. Ring the bell, ring the bell.
I love those little brain. That's literally a brain fart, isn't it?
It's like he means to say a word, but it just comes out wrong.
Before we begin, let's pray. Heavenly Father, our hearts are made ready to hear the truth.
Oh, bless him.
And he does a lovely mass. I'll just say,
yeah.
Father Guff, thank you for that.
Father Guff!
Do you know what else? I know you're fond of your dad gags and everything. As far as comedians go, I think this is one of the best live reactions from a comedian ever. Neil Delamere is on stage and he does this thing where he's talking to the crowd and they always ask, what do you do for a living? So Neil picks out this fella out of the audience and your man tells him what he does for a living, which is a very interesting job. But Neil's reaction is brilliant.
An alarm technician.
That is
That's brilliant.
Sport with Simply Suits.
Do you hear this rumours? These rumours here. And they're only just rumours, by the way, Victoria Nichols.
Sorry, I was too busy admiring Rory's athletically toned body.
Oh, right. Okay, random.
She's literally born of an eye crack.
We need to get her a blind.
We've got a blind. got a marathon runner in our midst.
Excuse me, stop objectifying men, okay?
I'm all for it, objectifying me away, mate.
I'm appreciating the marathon runner amongst us.
Thanks, Vic, that's made my day.
Well, I'm serious. We could all do with a bit of that toning up, lads, couldn't we, the rest of us?
Fair play to Rory, you're training hard.
Yeah, he is. What else he looks doing? Great.
Okay.
Sorry.
Hi everybody.
He's been left out. You look great too, buddy.
7 months pregnant, but hey, thanks for noticing, everybody. Yes, there is rumours, Rory, that Andy Farrell is going to take an England job in rugby.
He's not. I swear to God.
Well, I swear to God.
The England job or a job in England?
No. The actual top job in England. It's rumoured on some website, Vic, isn't it?
It's rumoured on rock.co.uk. It just says the Rugby World Cup cycles are turning. Contracts are ticking down and the coaching carousel is spinning faster than ever. And they have a headline and it just says Andy Farrell poised to take England job as Ireland's successor named as Simon Easterby, as we know. He's on a sabbatical.
Simon just took over when he went to, Andy went on the Lions tour. But he's back and he's contracted till
2027 with the IRFU.
You would think it would be an ambition of his to manage England.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he really enjoys managing Ireland.
It'd be hard for us to see him managing.
He's a great coach.
Because he's basically an Irishman at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, if he goes to England via Wales, fine. Do a couple of years with them and we'll forgive you for going to England. But not a direct swap. No, it doesn't work like that. Lads, this is absolutely hilarious. There's a story that's been going around for a little while, but I just picked up on it yesterday. But so the guards in Ireland have been looking for a notorious bad driver.
And they drive a BMW?
And they were, absolutely not. No, it's an Opel Insignia, I think is what they're saying here. The Irish guards believe they were chasing, this is a Polish name, Mr.
Prawo Jazdy,
a repeated traffic offender. Records on pulse and fixed charge processing systems showed 50 offences, including speeding, parking violations, across many different addresses. So they thought, every time they stopped this guy, they took his name, wrote it down.
Prawo Jazdy.
And then he'd move address. So they've been tracking this Prado all over the country for the last 5 years. Turns out that
Prawo Jazdy
is Polish for driving license.
Oh
God! We do dad gags on a Tuesday. Like.
That's a truth. So lads,
that's not true.
I swear to God, lads were being stopped in cars from Poland, and they were giving that name.
And it's actually it means driving license.
It means driving license. Oh, it sounds like a name.
Prawo Jazdy.
So they were writing down that and then taking the wrench of the car.
Oh God.
And they thought this guy is having a laugh. So he was coming up on the, you know, the way all the information is put on this system.
Yeah.
The same name kept coming up.
Because it means driving license.
So obviously it's spread around the Polish community, lads. If you get stopped for anything, give them the Polish word for driving
That's
license.
That's actually very funny.
And you'll get off.
There you go, lads.
How are you, lads?
Yeah, Charlie, there was a snack box with dash and chips over.
I'll be delayed 15 minutes because of the fight after starting and the chip are over.
Listen, Colin, who's down there?
Tommy, isn't it? Tommy's down in car 2.
Tommy's down there in car number 2. Will you give it to Tommy and ask him to drop it back up to the barracks straight away? Over.
Cad, who's gone out to an accident? Over.
I just began cold.
Yeah, began. Listen, they were ordered over an hour ago. Send him back here with the chips straight away and he can go on out to the accident then. Over.
Over.
Miley Cyrus has green fingers. That's right.
She'd be hanging out with Kermit.
She's revealed, actually, it's the one thing that's kept her sober for the past 5 years. She absolutely loves to garden.
Oh, right. Well, she would have had green fingers from other things back in the day, but she's quit all of that crack now, hasn't she?
She certainly has. And also, there's a film that's being tipped for Oscar success. It's Kiss of the Spider Woman. It comes out in Irish cinemas on October the 10th. It stars Jennifer Lopez. It's being tipped for massive success. Some people are saying the best musical film in years to come out. Here's a little clip from the trailer.
The only reason I'm still alive. It's because I have information they want. You can't scream. You were in danger the minute you met me. You can't hide. But
you can escape. Please.
since Joker 2 was ruined by a musical, I've just completely gone off the musicals. Yeah,
I think they're saying that this has kind of the hallmarks of Madonna playing Evita.
Okay.
Or playing Ava in Evita. But anyway, she's Jennifer's been talking about her love for musical theatre and where it actually came from.
My mother loved musicals, and so that's where my heart always was. That's where I got the idea to sing and dance and act and not just do one thing. My voice is more suited to musical theatre than it has ever been to pop.
Okay, the film I will be going to this weekend, maybe even going to see it twice, will be One Battle After Another.
Oh yes, it's be amazing.
It's released today. It's Leonardo DiCaprio's latest new movie. It's getting amazing reviews. The story's incredible. He's amazing in it. One Battle After Another is opening in Cork Cinemas today. That's one for the weekend.
Red FM Breakfast.
Let's go.
With McDonald's. Best mornings start with a sausage and egg McMuffin. Served until 11 a.m.
A back to school blitz. Red FM.
Okay, what we're doing is, kids of Cork, we want to bring you to school. We want to give you a very cool school run. Pick you up in the Red FM Jeeps. Put you into the Jeeps and drive you VIP style to your school. Give you a school bag full of goodies and just make them feel really special for a morning. That's what we're doing on the show. And if you want to get in contact with us, if you'd like your kids to get a drop off to school, just drop us a message now. 0868 104 106. There's Holly. Hello, Holly.
Good morning, Casey. How are you?
You've got two lads with you at the moment, James and Sam. Where are you exactly?
We are in Glenville this morning and we'll be dropping them to Glenville National School there shortly.
Sam is 8, by the way.
Hi, Casey.
Aww. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good.
It's so lovely to talk to you. Now, who do you support, Sam?
Man United.
Okay.
Good man. Good man, Sam.
Now, there's a lot of Man United supporters in your house, right? Or there was. What happened to your brother, James?
He went to Spurs.
Oh dear. Sorry to hear that.
Man alive.
Oh, no.
How do you feel about that, Sam? Do you still like your brother?
Yes.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
So still a bit of brotherly love. So how are you going to do tomorrow? You got Brentford tomorrow. Are you going to beat them?
Yeah.
Okay, predict the score for me, Sam. Sam's prediction. Here we go.
2-1.
Okay, nice. That's not bad. We'll take that one. You're on your way to school. We got a very special prize for you. You got the Red FM school bag full of goodies. So I'm going to have a quick chat with your brother James as well. Sam, everybody. Thank you, Sam.
Thanks, Casey.
See you, Sam. Aww. James is 10. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good.
Hey. So why the switch to Spurs?
Yeah, James.
They won the Europa League.
Yeah. That's a good that'll do. And they've got nice jerseys.
Yeah,
nice white jerseys. That's good enough. Did you find your brother got very upset with you when you left United?
Nah.
He doesn't bother. You're not bothered by the whole thing.
He's all right.
All right. We were speaking to James and Sam's lovely mother, Breed, and she asked us to make sure that we mention this for the lads. Because, James, it's going to be your birthday very soon. What age are you going to be, James?
10?
You're going to be 10. Yeah. Now, you're having a very, very special birthday party to visit your dad. Your dad is in Marymount at the moment.
Yeah.
What's your dad's name?
Stephen.
So we just want to say a very special mention to Stephen and to Breed, and especially the two lads, because James, who is 10 years old, very, very soon is also going to be having a very special birthday party with his dad up at Marymount very, very soon. The gang of Marymount are just, when it comes to stuff like this, are just phenomenal at taking care of people that are there, especially when there has to be special events that are organised. So we hope you have a really, really special one with your dad this time, James, okay?
Yeah. Thanks, Casey.
You're welcome. And listen, as a little bit
Casey,
of a... Yeah.
I have a dad joke.
Oh, God.
Yes.
No, this is what
Here
I'm talking
we go,
about.
Guys.
All right. What's the dad joke, so?
Today at the bank, the old lady asked me to check her balance.
Okay.
So I pushed her over.
Yes!
That's better than any of theirs.
Oh my God.
That was so good.
What a time to hit us with a dad gag. We really needed that one.
Yeah.
James, come here. We have a little surprise for you and Sam, okay?
Okay.
Holly, have you got a special bag there, have you?
We do. We're just grabbing it there now. Hold on, we're just taking it out of the Jeep.
Yes! So you've got your very first Spurs, exclusive Spurs scarf.
Yeah.
And we had to get a Man United scarf as well for the lads as well. We got to keep an eye on this rivalry. But James, I hope you have a very special birthday. And Sam, you mind your brother, okay?
Okay.
All right. And you promise me both of you are going to take good care of Mum as well, all right?
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
You know, promise.
So you're the best boys. Do you know that? Well
you really
done.
Are. And thank you for coming on. And
absolutely.
Get them to school, VIP style.
Yeah.
Go! Go, 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 go.
Well done.
Bye, Sam. Bye, James.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care, lads. Take care.
Bye.
They're on their way. You know Breed's very well.
Yeah, Breed's a friend of mine, and she's an absolute legend.
Yeah, so
advisor. Brilliant.
When she contacted us, she said, listen, we just need to do something a little bit special for the
absolutely.
Two boys at home,
they
because things have been tough,
yeah.
as you can imagine. And again, our friends up in Marymount as well, who are keeping an eye on Mind and Dad
yeah.
And taking as good care of, as possible. Thank you for all the work that you do all of the time. Cork's Good Times, Red FM, Saturday morning, 7 to 9. This is the Red FM Breakfast Show Rewind. We're doing Urban Mates. Urban myths from your friends. These are stories they told you, and they basically think you're stupid enough to believe them, first of all, which is an insult.
On the lads, I had a buddy there one day told me, I was told him I was going to end my holidays to Tenerife. He goes, I should have went Tenerife, but I went to 11 Tenerife.
Always the one off.
You can only be said in a Cork accent.
It doesn't work anywhere else.
No.
Don't mind Tenerife, I went to 11 or 8.
That's actually pretty.
If anybody knows Michael O'Leary, or if there's anybody from Ryanair or Aer Lingus, can we get flights
to 11 or 8?
I need to go there.
Oh, yes.
Sounds like the place to be. Urban Mates.
Hi, lads. I told my friend when I was very, very young that when my mom was on a plane, she opened the window and took a piece of cloud. Linda Murphy, do you remember that?
That's very cute. Swear to God, she brought me home and visit cloud.
That's so funny.
Brilliant.
Morning, lads. When I was young fella there, we used to go up to my cousin's house up the north, stay there for like the weekends and sleepovers and things like that. But I was probably about 7 or 8. The cousin used to bring me down to the chipper, and then we used to go down for the chips. And there used to be a fella working behind the counter, and he told us that he was Michael Jackson's brother. No, this fella wasn't. There was no way this was Michael Jackson's brother anyway. That'd be fella, you put it that way. That time you believed them anyway. The innocence of youth, huh?
You believed it.
He might not have been Michael Jackson's brother in the 70s, but possibly in the 90s.
Yeah, he was serving fish and chips.
2000, I told my brother and his friends that Wayne Rooney was our uncle. But we didn't talk to him because he wasn't a nice person. And as kids, it was believable because my mum's maiden name was Rooney.
Nice.
Classic.
Any same last name as a celeb, you would say, like, I'm related to them.
You would.
Oh, God. What about this? My buddy said he bench pressed such a heavy weight when he was getting a tour around the gym. You know the way they show you yeah. around if you're thinking of buying? He bench pressed such a heavy weight, they were so impressed they gave him free membership for a year.
Nice.
Did he know?
Believable.
Did
he know?
I told you about my buddy up in Mayo who said he did his driving test and did no lessons. He just got in on the day of the exam and went in and aced it.
Yeah.
Not a single lesson.
That's crazy.
As in it was his first time in the car?
First time driving. Pass
me test, man.
This just came in from Nicole. My friend told me in sixth year that she got a new car and took a few of the lads for a spin. But the guards stopped her because they had no seatbelts on. They realised she worked in a chipper close to the guard station. So they left her off if she gave them free packs of chips next time they were in. She didn't actually get a car until a few years later, so there's no way that could have happened.
When they get caught out, like, it's the best.
This is from Rachel. Lads, my boyfriend told me that he couldn't pause FIFA, and I believed it for years.
Sorry, girl,
that
I can't pause.
That's classic.
I'll be at least 3 months playing this game, so we'll hook up again.
Rachel, that gave me the biggest giggle this morning now.
Oh, that's amazing.
I love it.
Check out this story from Joanne. Yeah. Joanne, what have you got for us?
Morning, guys. When I used to live up north, one of my friends used to run a petrol station. And you know those disposable barbecue things that they sell in them? He was telling me that one day this old man came in and he bought 6 of them. They were on offer or something like that. And the old man bought 6 of them anyway and brought them home. And he said about an hour later, the old man came back with one in his hand saying, I bought 6 of these earlier. And when I went home to open it, there was no meat in them. And he was like, sorry, sir. And he said, like, there was no meat in it when I opened it. He said, sir, that's only a serving suggestion. He went, oh, really? I better take the other 5 out of the freezer.
Thank you for listening to the 20 Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM.